Well, currently, the doors on the bathroom stalls here at the stadium don't offer much by way of privacy. But I was thinking if we extend the doors all the way down to the floor.
All the way to the floor? What are you out of your mind? You're suffocating there. You're lucky you have doors at all. You know, when I was in the Army... Hey, Costanza, what is that you're eating over there? That looks pretty tasty.
It's a calzone, sir.
Calzone, huh? Yeah, let's hear it. Pass that on down. Let's get a little look at that. Big Stein wants a little taste. Come on, come on. Pass it down there. That's a good boy. Okay, let's do... Hey, what's in this thing?
Cheese, pepperoni, eggplant.
Eggplant, huh? Mm, that's a hell of a thing. All right, back to business. Here you go. Very good, very good. Excellent, excellent little calzone you got there, Costanza. Okay, I'm a little jealous. All right, here we go. Like I told you last week, the renovation of the press box is taking too long. All right. Well, you know, that eggplant was very good. Very good. Everybody out. I got eggplant on my mind. Costanza, go get me a couple of calzones right now. Pronto, move it out. Vic Stein wants an eggplant calzone. He must have one. Everybody out. Hurry up. Hurry up.
So who are you having dinner with?
Oh, one of these fabric wholesalers, this guy Todd Gack. I want a bet from him.
Yeah, what bet?
He bet me that Dustin Hoffman was in Star Wars.
Dustin Hoffman in Star Wars?
Yeah.
Short Jewish guy against Darth Vader? I don't think so.
Yeah, that's what I said.
So the bet was the loser has to buy dinner?
Yeah.
Huh.
What?
What's with you?
Feel this.
Wow, that's hot.
Yeah,
it's piping hot.
It's fresh out of the dryer.
Hey, Elaine, you gotta feel my pants.
I'll see you later.
Oh. All right, you don't know what you're missing.
I'm loving this. You know, I am never putting on another piece of clothing unless it's straight out of the dryer.
So every time you get dressed now, you're gonna go down to the basement and use the dryer?
Oh, yeah, it's a warm and wonderful feeling, Jerry. So, what are you gonna do later?
I got a date with Nikki.
Oh, yeah, she's a beauty.
Yeah, she's also quite bold.
Bold and beautiful.
This calzone is fantastic. And look, no dripping. The pita pocket prevents it from dripping. The pita pocket. Yeah, what is it, Watson? A lost and found, huh? No, I don't think we need that. If people can't hold on to things, that's their tough luck. You got a little junk on your lip there, by the way.
You know, a lost and found could be a good idea.
Hold on, Watson. You like a lost and found, George?
Definitely.
All right, a lost and found. But there's got to be some kind of time limit. We're not running a pawn shop here.
Hey, Elaine.
Jerry, hi.
This is Nikki.
Hi, hello. This is Todd Gack.
Oh, of course, Todd Gack. Who did you bet was in Star Wars? Sammy Davis Jr.?
So what movie are you guys going to see?
Means to an End.
We were going to see that too, but it sold out. So we're going to see Blame It on the Rain.
Let's see what you can do.
Okay. What's she going to do? They don't have any more tickets.
Hey, Jerry, you like cigars?
Yeah, why?
Because I've gone up to Montreal tomorrow. They sell Cubans there. They're cheap.
Hey, that might be a nice idea for George's wedding.
So, should I get your box?
Sure, if they're cheap, why not?
All right, I'll buy them and get them to Elaine.
Okay, two tickets. Means to an end.
Told you.
How'd you do that?
I just talked to the manager.
All right. Enjoy Blame It on the Rain.
So, they're putting in a lost and found because of me. I mean, there's a time limit, but still.
They're really building a utopian society up there. And you attribute all this to the calzone?
Yeah. I'm like a drug dealer. I got the guy hooked. I'm having lunch at his desk every day this week, just him and me. He doesn't make a move without me. It's very exciting.
Boy, with you two guys at the helm, the last piece of the puzzle's in place.
Yeah. So let me ask you a question about the tip cup, because I had a little thing with the calzone guy there this week. I go to drop a buck in the tip jar, and just as I'm about to drop it in, he looks the other way. So then, as I'm leaving, he gives me a look like... Thanks for nothing. I mean, if they don't notice it, what's the point?
So you don't make a habit of giving to the blind?
Not bills.
So, George, remember I was telling you how Nikki always gets whatever she wants? We're at the movies last night. It's sold out. Nikki goes and talks to the manager. Right in.
Beautiful women. You know, they get away with murder. You never see one of them lift anything over 3 pounds. Whatever they want, whenever they want to, nobody can stop them.
She's like a beautiful Godzilla.
And I'm thousands of fleeing Japanese.
What the hell is all this?
My change.
Need quarters for the dryer.
Why can't you do this on your table?
Because I don't have a table.
Hey! Hey, so I was, blame it on the rain.
Hey, thanks for getting us tickets, too.
Oh! Let me ask you a question. Was the movie part of the bet?
No. We were both in the mood for one.
You know, Elaine, it's not my way to intrude on the personal lives of close friends.
Oh, is that so?
Absolutely. But I feel I must inform you that what happened last night was more than a simple bet.
What? What are you talking about?
Come on. Dustin Hoffman in Star Wars. He made a bet he knew he was going to lose just to take you to dinner.
If he wanted to ask me out, why didn't he just ask me?
Because if he doesn't ask you out, he doesn't get rejected. He's found a dating loophole.
I don't buy it.
So what happened after the movie?
Nothing. He walked me home.
To the door?
Yeah.
That's a date.
No, it's not.
But I never walk you home.
That's just because you're a jackass.
I found a quarter. Okay. Anybody want their clothes heated up?
No,
so how'd you leave it with him?
I'm supposed to meet him to pick up your cigars.
That's another loophole.
Oh.
That's two dates without asking you out.
You're crazy.
Crazy like a man.
Number 49.
You know, my last name is Costanza. That's Italian. So you and I are kind of like countrymen. Huh?
Paisanos!
650 your change.
Ah, yes. And I always take care of my paisano. So here's a little something.
Antonio!
Si!
Vieni qua! Questa miserabile patologica!
No, sono qua! Aspetta, vai all'altro! Hey! Hey! You steal my money?
No, you don't understand. I wasn't trying to take it out.
I know what you tried to do.
No.
Now get out there. Don't come back here again to heaven.
No.
My pleasure. Oh, my God!
Got the calzones, Mr. Steinbrenner?
Oh, beautiful. I'm starving, George.
So, I thought tomorrow maybe we'd try a little corned beef.
Corned beef? I don't think so. It's a little fatty, don't you think?
How about Chinese?
Chinese? No. Too many containers. Big mess. Very sloppy. We're going to stick with the calzones from Paisanos. That's the ticket.
Just thought it'd be nice, you know, a little variety.
No. George, let me tell you something. When I find something I like, I stick with it. From 1973 to 1982, I ate the exact same lunch every day. Turkey chili in a bowl made out of bread. Bread bowl, George. You'd eat the chili, then you'd eat the bowl. Nothing more satisfying than looking down after lunch and seeing just the table.
Thanks for dinner.
Well, I had to give you these cigars, right? You know, since we were both hungry.
Hey, Pat, let me ask you a question. Was this whole bet thing just a way of asking me out? I mean, Dustin Hoffman in Star Wars?
Elaine, that was a legitimate bet I lost, so I bought you dinner.
Oh. All right. Well, good night.
Yeah. Hey, if you're not doing anything Saturday night, you want to meet somewhere?
Now, what is that? Is that a date?
Why? Well, why can't two people just go and do something without it being a date?
All right. I'm sorry. It's not a date.
No way. So I'll see you Saturday?
All right.
Pick up the date.
You know what the posted speed limit is on this road?
Gotta be 55.
That's right, it is. You know how fast you were going?
Faster than that.
Come on, car, sir.
Get up.
Can I have your license and registration, please?
Absolutely.
Nikki!
Yeah?
Would you mind bringing the officer the registration?
Not at all.
I got you on the radar at 93 miles per hour.
Huh. You must have got me when I slowed down to take that curve, because for a while there, I was doing well over 100.
Officer. Hi.
do you really have to give us a ticket?
All right, Nick. Let's hit it.
Hey, buddy.
I'm waiting for my shirt.
You got your shirt in my oven?
Yeah, well, you know, I didn't have enough quarters for the dryer, but this is better anyway. And it's more convenient.
Oh, for both of us.
Yeah, and I have a lot more control. I got a shirt going for 10 minutes at 325.
What's wrong with your oven?
I'm baking a pie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wait, you got cigars, huh?
Yeah, I got some Cubans for George's wedding. It was more than I wanted to spend, but what the hell?
Oh, baby, yeah.
A producto de Peru. Jerry, if you think those are Cubans, you got another thing coming.
Peru? I paid $300 for these. I could have got a house in Peru for $300.
You got roof, buddy.
I gotta pay this Todd Gack guy $300 just so he has some excuse to see Elaine again without asking her out?
That's a nice name, Todd Gack. What is that, Dutch?
Whoa, baby, here we go.
Oh, mama.
That's that. Hey, George, hey!
Well, this is really bad now. I really am in a bad situation now.
So what's Steinbrenner going to do if he doesn't get his calzone tomorrow?
What's he going to do? What's he going to do? That's exactly the point. Nobody knows what this guy is capable of. He fires people like it's a bodily function.
Why don't you get somebody else from the office to go to Paisano's?
Because before you know it, he'll be having lunch with him. You know how these inter-office politics work.
No, I never had a job.
I decided to go with the brown ones.
What the hell is this?
Grandma's cooking up some corduroy.
There's got to be some way to get back into Paisano's.
Oh, Paisano's? That's that place by the stadium, isn't it?
Yeah, you've heard of it?
Oh, yeah, Newman raves about it. It's on his mail route. He stops by there every day.
I'll see you guys later.
What kind of pie are you cooking?
Huckleberry.
Well, you certainly are in a bind.
Yeah, and I thought since you go by there every day, maybe we could help each other out.
Let me be perfectly blunt. I don't care for you, Costanza. You hang out on the west side of the building with Seinfeld all day, just laughing it up, wasting your lives.
You going to help me or not?
All right, I'll help you. I will help you, but I will expect something in return.
What?
Well, for starters, I want a calzone of my own.
All right.
And a slice of pepperoni pizza. And a large soda. And three times a week, I shall require a cannoli.
It's steep, don't you think?
You know, I hear that Mr. Steinbrenner can be a bit erratic. I'd hate to see him when he's hungry, though.
All right!
Do we have a deal?
Just make sure you get them to me by 1:00. He's very regimented about his meals.
I know exactly how he feels. Well, nice doing business with you. Do come again.
Hi. Gack, party of four?
Party of four? Who are we meeting?
Mom, Dad. This is Elaine.
Hello. Hello. Oh. Nice meeting you.
Bye, Mom.
She's wonderful. What the hell was that?
What?
Why did you introduce me to your parents?
They're nice people. I thought you'd like them.
Come on, Todd. Admit it. This is a date.
Why is this a date?
Saturday night with your parents? I mean, unless I'm your sister, this is a date.
Elaine, I don't understand why you can't meet someone else's parents without classifying it as a date.
Well, if it's not a date, then what is it?
It's a lovely evening together.
I don't believe this.
I'm going to get a cab. Do you want to join me?
It's okay. I'll just walk home.
All right. Good night.
Now what is that?
Somebody
Hello. What's this?
Well, I was dropping off the calzone money for the week. Shouldn't you be at work by now?
Work? It's raining.
So?
I called in sick. I don't work in the rain.
You don't work in the rain. You're a mailman. Neither rain, nor sleet, nor... It's the first one!
I was never that big on creeds.
You're supposed to deliver my calzones. We had a deal.
I believe the deal was that I get your calzones on my route. Well, today I won't be going on my route,
will I?
Perhaps tomorrow.
But I'm paying you.
Yes, thank you.
I thought you wanted cigars from Cuba.
I did.
Well, if these aren't what you wanted, why would you pay them?
Well, what could I do? Unless you paid him a visit.
Okay.
Grandma! Hey, you.
Hey, I need you to do me a favor. I need you to run down and get me lunch at Paisanos.
Wait a minute, what happened to Newman?
He called in sick.
All right. Yeah, it's raining.
Can you do it?
Well, what time you want it?
1 o'clock. You need some money?
No, no. I got 8 tons of change. I got unloaded.
Hey! Hold that foot!
Wet out there, huh?
What can I get you?
Yeah, I hear you make a mean calzone.
Calzone?
Yeah, calzone. Yeah.
The best.
All right, well, yeah, lay them on me. I'll have three of them.
Three calzone?
Yeah. Boy, that's a big oven, huh? Listen, I wonder if you could do me a favor, huh?
Hey, Todd.
Hi, Elaine.
Hi.
You know Nikki,
Hi.
Right?
Hi, yeah, sure. Wait, Elaine will settle this. Elaine, what does the M stand for in Richard M. Nixon? Milhouse? I told you so. He said it was Mo. You owe me a dinner.
Right, the order's ready. Three calzones and one hot shirt and jacket.
This is all burned up. Look at this.
What the hell do I know about cooking a shirt, huh? 750 for calzones.
Burned up, huh?
What the hell is this, pennies? You pay any change?
That's all I got.
Oh, you got to have bills, paper money. You can't pay with these.
Look, I said that's all I got.
Then you got no calzone.
What
happened to you? Where are the calzones?
Yeah, he wouldn't give them to me because I wanted to pay in change.
What the hell happened to your shirt?
Well, he overcooked it. It's all ruined.
Your clothes smell just like Paisanos.
There's another Italian place right over on Jerome. Maybe I can fool him.
That's right. You want me to say it again? I'll say it again. I haven't had a pimple since I was 18, and I don't care if you believe me or not. And how's this? You're fired. I'll take her now. I'm just a little hungry. I'm sorry. This Costanza, where's my calzone? It's 1:15. He's late. Wait a second. I got to call you back. Oh, that smell. I know that smell. That's it's in the building. Costanza is in the building, and he's not in this office. He's got the calzone. Costanza! I got the home. I'm telling you, Costanza!
cigars. You know, if I didn't send Nikki over to Todd with these things, they never would have gotten together.
Mm. These are terrible.
It's like trying to smoke a chicken bone.
What kind of a name is Todd Gack anyway?
I think it's Dutch. I gotta get going.
Where are you going?
I promised Nikki I'd walk her dog for her.
She dumped you.
I know, but somehow she explained it to me. I couldn't say no.
Sounds like a rubber fire.
What's that?
I said rubber fire.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever end up paying Todd for these things?
Actually, it's being taken care of right now.
Hey, you Gack?
Yeah?
Yeah, here's your money. Oh!
Where? I'm not crazy. I can smell it.
It's clothes.
Hey, Costanza, how come these clothes smell like calzones?
My friend put them in the pizza oven.
Put them in a pizza oven? What for?
To heat them up.
That is not a bad idea. What about this? We'll put all the uniforms in big pizza ovens before the game. That's fantastic. Keep those muscles loosey-goosey. This could be big. Clean up this mess, will ya? Bickstein's onto something. I smell a penis.